It's time for the new adventures of Tube Talk on WRCA Radio, 1330 AM. Yes, that's right, gang. Happy days are here again. Tube Talk is back on the air. We've been away for a little while, but we're back, and we plan to deliver a better vintage radio experience than ever. So welcome aboard to the new adventures of Tube Talk on WRCA, or should we say Tube Talk Redo. This is the resurgence of the program that caters to the neatest hobby ever conceived, the world of antique radio. So welcome aboard, lads and lassies. Tell your friends in the hobby, tell your neighbors, tell your arch enemies that we are back with scintillating conversations concerning vacuum tube driven radios, poignant and timeless music played by the masters of the radio era, and observations that range from the mildly informative to the absurd from your charming host, yours truly, Paul Burish. This is the kickoff of our relaunch tonight. So tonight is music and gab from your humble host. We have a grand vision of Tube Talk going forward, which we'll share with you tonight, so stay tuned. And yes, we will have guests coming on as well in future episodes. So you know a potential guest to make a great interview, a skilled radio repairman, somebody in your club, an officer of your club, someone who'd like to tell us what your club, radio club, has got going on, someone with a connection to radio or radios with an interesting story to tell. Have them email me, tubetalk1@gmail.com. I'd love to hear about it. We'd love to find out who's out there who'd make a great guest, who has a story to tell that the audience would just love to hear. Let's grab a little cup of coffee with our friends, the Ink Spots. Oh, yes. So very nice.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the Java Jive, and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, slip me a slug from the wonderful mug. I got a rug till I'm stuck in the jug. A slice of onion and a raw one. Draw one. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Oh, Boston beans, soybeans, green beans, cabbage and greens. I'm not keen upon a bean unless it is a cheery, cheery bean, boy. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and the tea and the jabba and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, yeah. I love jabba, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot, not for me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup,
yeah.
Oh, throw me that slug from the wonderful mug. I'll cut a rug till I'm snug in the jug. Drop a nickel in the pot, Joe. I take them a slow. Waiter, waiter, percolator. I love coffee, I love tea. I love the jabba jabba and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabba and me. Yeah. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Boom.
And that's the Ink Spots. Does anybody know about Mr. Moto? Ah, yes, Peter Lorre, the one, the only, Mr. Moto. A little schlocky, but Peter Lorre was the guy. Well, let me unveil for you our mission statement. And that's a very trendy corporate thing to have these days. We're no exception here at Tube Talk. So here we go. Our goal is to have each and every vacuum tube radio across the land and all over the planet tuned into Tube Talk each and every Friday night. Whether over the airwaves or via the net or iHeartRadio or TuneIn, it is a tall order, but we are undaunted by this task. For if Tube Talk should last 4,000 years, they shall look back at this program and say, yes, this was radio's finest hour. There are some would say that radio is dead, muerta, il fait mort. We say nay, nay. Radio is alive and we are the living and breathing proof, baby. We fondly recall the days when actual music was played over real radios in the homes of millions of Americans. The air was filled with the salubrious sounds of crooners and songbirds we still love to this day. These were the days when you'd arrive home after a long day at work and sink into that comfy, easy chair, relax and listen to the soothing good sounds of good music on that big old beautiful radio.
Gather round me, everybody. Gather round me while I preach some. Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm agin. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing attitude of doing right. You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark,
Jonah and the whale, Noah and the ark,
what did they do just when everything looked so dark?
Man, they said we better accept you hate the positive event, might hate the negative and latch on to the affirmative.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, you got to accentuate the positive,
yes, yes.
Might hit the negative and latch
yes,
on
yes.
To the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
No, don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Accentuate the positive. And that's Johnny Mercer from 1944. Please let me remind you, you're listening to Tube Talk. We're back on WRCA Radio, 1330 AM, and streaming on the WRCA website, also on iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And again, lest you forget, you have truly persevered. You have reached the Mount Everest of the radio world. And yes, friend, you have reached the zenith of the independently produced radio experience right here, as we love to say, on the standard broadcast band. And if you're interested in the world of antique radio and wondering how to get involved, I encourage you to look up your local radio club. You know, get on that there internet and find them. They're in your area. Every part of the country has one. Attend a meeting or a swap meet that they may be hosting. Chat with the old-timers who know so much and are so happy to share with you what they know. Reminisce about the music, the old programs, the events of that era that shaped our history and the radio communications industry that brought it all into our hearts, minds, and homes. Regale them with tales from your youth when you sat around the old Philco with Uncle Henry and listened to the Boston Braves. You'd be so glad that you did. Wouldn't you? I would. Irving Aronson, right here on Tube Talk.
da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da would be the great event of 1928, dear.
Let's misbehave.
Oh, there'll be some misbehaving going on here, folks, on future episodes of the new and updated, revised, better-than-ever Tube Talk here on WRCA. That's Irving Aronson and his Commanders. Well, we had some coffee with the Ink Spots. How about another cup of Joe with our friend Mr. Sinatra?
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to sell their quota, and the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Eggs need savor. Coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. So you'll add to the local color, serving coffee with a cruller. Dunking doesn't take a lot of skill. They got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Hey, Pedro, get a flashlight, I cannot find any sugar.
That was Frank Sinatra with a 1946 recording. This is Duke Ellington with a 1927 recording, Black and Tan Fantasy.
Thank you.
From October of 1927, that is Duke Ellington and his orchestra. So let me ask you a question. Did you miss us? Some people did. I received a few emails. I received a lot of email as the word got out that we were taking a little hiatus, and it is nice to be back, so welcome aboard. This is Tube Talk, and just a notice, you know, I'm really just a presenter here. I'm your humble host. The stars of this show will be the guests who come on and share their adventures with radio with us. You know, our stars are also the wonderful musicians and singers who have graced our airwaves over the years that we play here each and every week, and we're playing tonight. So I simply try to facilitate, help them get to you, our loyal listening audience. And please remember, we're here to locate, isolate, and repair your radio experience. This is the niftiest show for the coolest hobby on the planet, the world of vintage radio. Let's shift gears here a little bit and get a little updated. This is Sammy Davis. Oh, yeah. Don't sound too good.
Now, I'm a fella with a heart of gold and the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a guy that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, I mean the guy who invented the cigarette, why, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree. Now, it's not because I don't smoke myself, and I've read the thing, no harm to health, but I've smoked them all my life, and I ain't dead yet. But nicotine slaves are all the same. At a petting party or a poker game, everything must stop while they have that cigarette.
Smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hates to make him wait, but you gotta have another cigarette. Now in the game of chance the other night, old Dame Fortune was a-doing me right. The kings and the queens just kept on coming round. Well, I played them hard and I let them high, but I bluff didn't work on a certain guy. He kept on raising and laying his money down. Now he'd raise me and I'd raise him. I sweated blood, I got a sink or swim. Finally called and didn't raise the bet. I said, "Ace is full, pal, how about you?" He said, "I'll tell you in a minute or two, but right now I've got to have a cigarette."
Oh, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Puff, puff, puff it if you smoke yourself to death.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate that you hate to make him wait, but you've got to have another cigarette. With the cutest little girl in 50 states, a high brown uptown fancy little lady. She said she loved me and it seemed to me that things were going about as they ought to be. And hand in hand we walked down Lover's Lane. She was old so far from cake to dice, our smooching party was a-going nice. She helped me, Hannah, I think I'd have been there yet. I gave her a kiss and a little squeeze, and she said, "Oh, Sam, excuse me, please, but I just gotta have another cigarette."
Oh, smoke, smoke, smoke that cigarette. Smoke, smoke, smoke it if you smoke it yourself again.
They'll say Peter at the Golden Gate, if you hate to make him wait, but you gotta have another cigarette. You gotta have another cigarette. And the next time, don't bring no filters.
That was Sammy Davis Jr. with his updated version of Smoke, Smoke, Smoke That Cigarette. Sammy with a little country western lilt there. And while we're doing updated versions of great classic songs, here's a little updated version of In the Mood. This is Roy Clark.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Clark, and I'm out of breath, and I didn't even pick that guitar. Here's a timeless song recorded by the King Sisters, done very well indeed.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the long our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago, and now my consolation is in the stardust of a song, and there be.
Nicely done, sweetly sung by the King Sisters. That's a 1947 recording featuring Frank Duvall in his orchestra, otherwise known as Happy Kine from Fernwood. Let's pick up the tempo here a little bit with Mr. Frank Sinatra, and he's really going in this one, folks. Castle Rock.
I met her dancing to the Castle Rock. I held her tight and danced around the clock. We rocked to romance to the Castle Rock. She kissed me and I kissed my heart goodbye. I felt like I was drifting across the sky. We rocked to heaven to the Castle Rock. Music was soft and low, setting me all aglow. Holding it to my heart, how could I dream we'd part? Suddenly she was gone, leaving me dreaming on. Now every time they play the Castle Rock, I'll take myself a walk around the block. Till she comes back to dance the Castle Rock. Go get 'em, Harry, for old time's sake.
romance to the Castle Rock. Now every time they play the Castle Rock, I'll take myself a walk around the block till she comes back to dance the Castle Rock. Till she comes back to dance the Castle Rock.
Yes, sir, Frank Sinatra, and how about that horn on that one, folks? If you like the show, if you have some feedback for us, our email address is tubetalk1@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Send us your encouragement. Send us your ideas for good guests. Is there a musician you would like to hear on the program? If I have something from them, I'll be glad to play it for you. But you got to email me, tubetalk1@gmail.com. Here's some breaking news, Tube Talk gang. In order for this program to continue, we are going to ask for a certain degree of support from our listeners. You know, we might need a little financial support here. You know, we do incur some costs to bring this program to the air and to the internet, and cannot bear these costs ourselves indefinitely. So I'll be giving some more details on this on future broadcasts is how we'll try to tackle this issue. So stay tuned, gang. There's more to come on that one. And right now we've got Bing Crosby up here with Dinah Shore, a little banter. Louis Armstrong's involved in the mix, as well as Jack T. Garden.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just heard the truth. I swear that's the truth. Really fine, Louis and Jack. That was the end. Now, wasn't it, Dinah?
Oh, sure was. That was the most.
I promise.
Hey, you know, Bing, Louis and Jack and John Scott Trott and the Rhythm Ayers and I have a little something worked out in honor of your 20th anniversary. Would you like to hear it?
Where am I going to go? Okay. Go ahead, Dinah.
Okay, doll. Speaking of rocking chairs, there's a fella here who's been around the business for many a year, talking about our Bing, the nation's pet.
Oh, no.
I wonder if a rocking chair has got him yet. Oh,
this is treason, sabotage. Let me up. I thought you were my friend.
I'm your friend.
Old rocking chairs got him.
Not me, Louis.
He's headed, that's true.
I'm in my prime, Lou.
You're
what you
dreaming.
Talking?
Come on, fetch him some yogurt before this boy's all through.
He's over the mountain. He's over the hill.
Just sitting there counting the dough that flows into the till.
Now you remember Pops Whiteman.
There's a boy had a fair till himself.
Yes, sir.
And them rhythm boys, bud.
Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise.
Well, now it wasn't just yesterday that you cats beat your feet on the Mississippi mud.
Mellow mud.
Old rocking chair's got him. He's at the end of his rope.
Oh, wouldn't that be happy news for Bob Hope?
Well, has it got you, Bing? Are you gonna retire? Be just like Whistler's mother, just sitting by the fire.
Well, don't just stand there, boy. Get in the debate. Defend yourself, Daddy, and retaliate.
Yes,
Daddy.
Well, here's my rebuttal. And clear, here I come.
Move away.
I never felt better.
Whistler in the dark.
I'm getting younger, I find.
Oh, we know.
Of course, I've only seen 35 summers.
Say, how long have you been blind?
20 years, I'm thinking.
That's just nothing at all.
Then how come you just keep on drinking all of that fine? Had it called.
Say, tell me,
what's Bing, this, honey?
What about Gary?
Uh-oh, here it comes. I'm for it now.
They say he's cutting you down.
Well, now it's this way.
Small fry, that boy has done me so wrong. Small fry, why did I ever teach him Sam's song? Time flies, he's cutting me right out. Should have kept him working on his paper route.
You should have kept him working on the paper route. Old Rockin' Chair's got him.
That number chair's got our Daddy Bing.
Judgment Day is here.
But even sitting down, that boy's still king.
That's all.
A neat little gem of a piece from the Bing Crosby radio program. Let's stick with Bing here.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about our Saturday day. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
Give me 5 more, give me 5 more. Sunday truck at 6 minutes more.
And that's Bing Crosby with 5 minutes more from the Bing Crosby program. One of the great shows of the golden age of radio. And this is Tube Talk on WRCA Radio, 1330 AM. Tube Talk is back. We've put a stick in the ground here, and we're going forward. Here's a song I think is as timely today as it ever was. And remember, if you see a vet, salute them and give them a big thank you for all those sacrifices.
Shop and break up camp,
and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home. When Johnny comes marching home.
Johnny Comes Marching Home. Like I said, tip your hat, salute a vet, give him a big thank you. I'm pleased to be back here on Friday nights at 10 o'clock with you on Tube Talk. Thanks for tuning in. I'm not usually a great one for very long songs during the show. But we're going to wrap up tonight with a George Gershwin piece here. And this is a unique piece in that it's a recording from 1927 with George Gershwin playing the piano himself with Paul Whiteman and his concert orchestra. So this is sort of a historically significant piece as well as a really great piece of music anyway. And it's something I really like. Thank you. like to say thank you again for tuning into Tube Talk. We'll be back with interviews, with more music, with scintillating conversation concerning the vintage radio and electronic hobby. We will celebrate our musical and entertainment history each and every week right here, streaming on the net on the WRCA 1330 AM site, over the air, and on iHeartRadio. Thanks again for listening. My name is Paul Burish. We'll be back for more exciting episodes of Tube Talk. We'll see you next week. Good night.